Welcome to our Improving Public Safety series of crime prevention podcasts, presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice, as we explore ways to identify and prevent different types of crime, crimes that currently victimize certain populations and cost Americans millions of dollars each year. I'm your host, Michelle Boykins, with the National Crime Prevention Council. In this two-part podcast, we will focus on preventing bullying and cyberbullying. Again today, we are pleased to be speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Englander, founder and director of the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center, professor at Bridgewater State University, and author of Understanding Violence. Dr. Englander, thanks for being with us again today for part two of our discussion about bullying and cyberbullying.
Thanks for having me on again.
We're continuing our conversation because there was so much good information, and we really want to make sure that we are giving good time to this rich discussion. So I appreciate all of your information and all of the helpful advice you've given today.
Glad to be back on.
Let's flip for a second and let's talk about the child exhibiting the bullying behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a parent, what do you do if you think your child is exhibiting that behavior?
Well, there's a couple of things to do. The first thing to do is resist the very natural impulse to make excuses for them. This is a very natural thing to do. It doesn't mean anybody's a bad parent, but we all have the impulse to make excuses for our kids when they misbehave. So we want to say things like, well, he was provoked because the child who's the target did something or said something or has an annoying habit, something like that. But the problem is that when you do that, what your child learns is that what they're doing is okay with you, that you see it as justified. So resist the impulse to make excuses for them. Express your disappointment with your child and think about some really concrete consequences. But at the same time, just having consequences or just punishing them is not going to be enough. What you need to do is really work with your child to help them understand why this is such an important issue. Why does this matter? And the idea is to have an ongoing conversation with them. Why are we so against hurting people? Why is it such a serious issue? Why did your school take it so seriously? Why am I taking it so seriously? Let's read things. Let's read newspaper accounts of different cases. Let's talk about how potentially serious this is. And I often say to parents, you know, don't worry if in the middle of these conversations your child is sort of poo-pooing the whole thing and saying, oh, Mom, you know, it's not that big a deal, or saying things like that. Your real goal is to plant the seeds. You want to make sure your child understands, hey, these are my values about how we should treat other people, and it's really important for me that you understand why I think this is so important.
I think that's really good information for a parent because I know so many of them are struggling with that. And there's also another piece of this that parents struggle with, which is should they approach the parents of a child who's doing the bullying? Some parents think bullying is just part of growing up, and what do you do when you're faced with, is there a time where I should go and talk to the parents of the child who's bullying my child?
Well, I think the answer to that is that usually this is not a good idea. Usually it's best to work through the school as sort of a mediating influence. But sometimes talking to the other parents can work, but only in certain situations. So, for example, it can only work if you feel that you can approach the situation without attacking the other parents. So if you feel very upset, then it's probably not going to work because you're just going to end up in a fight with the other parents, and that's going to make the kid's situation much worse. But if you feel like you can approach the situation feeling like, okay, there's a problem between the kids. Let's talk about, you know, what the problem is as we see it. And I want to invite you, the other parents, to tell me what the problem is as far as how you see it. And you have to be willing to at least some level accept what they say and negotiate with them. If you feel like you can do that and you feel the other parents are parents who are going to be willing to deal with the idea that their child might be misbehaving, then it can work. But if you ever attempt this, and generally speaking, I don't think it's a good idea, I really would avoid the word bullying because I think it's a very emotional word. I think it's a trigger word, and people who hear it tend to go immediately into denial. So I would talk instead about a problem between the kids. And here's the issue as you see it, that their child seems to be sending these text messages that are very, very upsetting from their account. Do they know anything about this? Maybe their child is just trying to play a joke, but it's not really coming across as a joke, and you're very concerned.
That's great, and I think you talked a lot about one key thing, which is getting the schools involved.
Mm-hmm.
How involved should schools be in terms of issuing punishment for bullying or doing education on bullying, and what type of punishment should a child who exhibits bullying behavior receive?
Well, I think that every school should be doing education and awareness programs around bullying and cyberbullying prevention, first of all. I really think in this day and age, there really isn't any excuse for not doing that. I think every school should be doing that. Having said that, schools are responsible for responding to bullying that occurs on school property or using school resources. So if a child engages in bullying at school, then that child and the parents and the school should anticipate that certain consequences would occur as a result of that. And those consequences should not be a surprise to anybody. I wouldn't recommend any specific punishment because bullying can vary so greatly on its severity and on the issue at hand. But I will say this, I don't think the issue should stop at punishment. Just punishing bullies is important, but just punishing them is not going to be enough.
Again, we are speaking with Dr. Elizabeth Englander, author, professor, founder, and director of the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center. Dr. Englander, thank you for being our guest again today.
And thanks for doing this project and for covering this topic.
You're welcome. And before we end this podcast, we recommend that you visit www.ncpc.org to find more information and helpful resources. We frequently provide updated material on this subject. Simply look under the resource link on NCPC's homepage to find more information. Again, this is Michelle Boykins with the National Crime Prevention Council. Thank you for joining us.
This podcast is presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, the Office of Justice Programs, U.S. Department of Justice. This podcast series is supported by grant number 2009-D2-BX-K018.